Blog Talk Radio.
Spider crawled up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the... Wait a minute! It just occurred to me. Should it be Itsy Bitsy Spider? Or Teensy Weensy Spider? Or Eensy Weensy Spider, for that matter? I don't really know, because I've heard it both ways. Good evening and welcome to Eerie House Radio. I'm Dale Kay from Dale Kay's Spook Show. And today's topic, of course, is spiders. Now, before we get into the film aspect of the conversation, I'd like you to ask yourself a question. What is it about spiders that creeps you out? I mean, do you like them? Do you dislike them? Do you hate them? Do you squash them when you first see them? I do not. And in our chat is Evil Annie Reppert, who also brought up a very good point that I wanted to discuss. Kind of beat me to the point, didn't you, Evil Annie? Evil Annie mentioned that they eat all the other bugs that Evil Annie doesn't like. Exactly. I mean, they eat things far more disgusting than they are. I am currently sitting in the basement of Eerie House. Okay, I'm sitting here with a big, fat, gray cat, my little buddy. And number one, the spiders kind of amuse our cats around here. And I always keep at least one or two wolf spiders in the basement so that they clean up the disgusting creatures. In fact, I used to work in an office that was... I was a minority, okay? It was predominantly ladies, and... invariably, during the summer, a few spiders would get into the office and would scare the bejabbers out of a couple of the ladies, and they would scream, "Dale, Dale, would you come and kill this spider?" And my response was a boilerplate. Each and every time I would say, "No, but I will escort him to the door with a stern warning not to return." And that's exactly what I did. I'd scoop him up on a piece of paper and shake him out the door. Unless it was winter, then I'd just take him to another room where no one noticed and let him go about his business. He or she. I don't know how to gender identify a spider, and I guess it really doesn't matter. Spiders are kind of cool. You ever see a garden spider? How beautiful they are, the coloring. I mean, they got yellow and white designs on their back. They make the most beautiful webs. Sure, there's some spiders that are dangerous. I mean, you got your brown recluse, you got your black widows that are poisonous, and they're bad for people, But like any other animal, I think if you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone. That's just how I feel about it. But there is something natural, I think, for most people to be afraid of spiders. And that's how they've made their way into horror and science fiction films. And I have a question for you, audience. Not that you can answer me unless you call in. And if you do, call in, dial carefully to 646-378-0264, and I'll pick up and we'll talk here on Eerie House. But the answer might surprise you. You know, at first you might think, well, the first time I've seen horror films with spiders in it were the 1950s, and I'll share a little personal story about that shortly. But I was surprised and yet not to find out the first giant spider story film was from, get ready, 1896. That's right. Special effects pioneer George Méliès. This guy pioneered effects like lap dissolves and multiple exposures and really created the groundwork for all the special effects that were to follow. Did a film in 1896 called A Terrible Night, in which a man tries to get a good night's sleep, but he's disturbed by a giant spider that leaps onto his bed. And there's a comical battle with him and the spider. most films were very, very short back in those days, right around the turn of the previous century. So obviously not a feature-length film, but that is, to my knowledge at least, the earliest giant spider movie. And not all movie spiders are giant. I mean, you got movies like Arachnophobia, not only a good horror film, but comical in nature, had a lot of humorous elements. But those were just regular-sized spiders and a boatload of them. A real nice film, Arachnophobia. Now, my first introduction to spiders in films that I recall, probably saw it on Superhost here in the Cleveland area, and I would say either the late 60s, early 70s. It's a film that's known by two titles. One is just simply The Spider, but I recall it as Earth versus the Spider from 1958. Really fun film. There's some rock and roll in it. Of course, you got your giant spider living in a cave. Some very frightening moments in it. One of the most frightening moments for me, at least, was when the young lady, one of the stars in the film, and her boyfriend are looking for her lost father, who has a truck accident at the beginning of the film and can't be found. Well, when they find him in the cave, in the spider's cave, they find him completely drained of blood, and there was some shock value to seeing his body all withered, and that was nasty, especially with the thought that the spider probably sucked him dry. In fact, he did. It was a good movie for its day. I mean, for a low-budget film, it was pretty good. The effect was rather nice of the giant spider. They used, I believe, multiple exposure for it. At least that's what it looks like. They had some sets for the spider to crawl on, and they even had the spider crawling in front of some photographs of various parts of the city. A lot of adventure to it, some good science. They blast him with a little electricity, spoiler alert, and a very, very good film, very entertaining. There's a good use of, I think it's a theremin at the intro music for Earth vs. the Spider, and just an all-around really good film. And another early film that I really enjoyed with the spiders that also comes to mind was 1955's Tarantula. Well, that film had a really good cast. John Agar, Leo G. Carroll plays a scientist who is mutating animals for the purpose of deliberately making them giant-sized. This for the advantage of providing food for the future, so that, you know, if you have giant cows, pigs, and chickens, I guess you can eat a lot longer and feed a lot more people. Unfortunately, like all mad scientist movies of the 50s, things go wrong, and he was also experimenting on some of his lab assistants. One became very mutated, died out in the desert, so Leo G. Carroll starts experimenting on himself and becomes a bit mutated in the film as well. There's a lab accident, and the giant spider escapes to the desert, where he becomes larger and larger and larger. Another interesting fact about Tarantula is one of the first films of one of my favorite movie stars. He's really not known for horror, but was in two early 50s films that I'm aware of, was Clint Eastwood. You really don't get to see him very much, but he's one of the pilots who tries bombing the spider at the end of the film, but you can definitely clearly see his squinty eyes. Let's call him Squint Eastwood for these purposes. And you can kind of recognize his voice coming over the radio of the airplane, or jet plane, actually. So in the 1950s, I think, is when we really started seeing giant spiders coming to life in films. We've seen them in many others as well. Notably, and yet curiously, there was a giant spider at the end of Stephen King's It, the original version. They're remaking it now. It's supposed to be an adaptation of the evil clown Pennywise, which is really an evil spirit. And I honestly don't recall in the book whether it appeared to the children as a giant spider or not, but that's something that they used. I don't know, I have mixed feelings about it. It was kind of corny in my opinion, but again, the use of a spider because they tend to creep people out. Another 1950s film that I really, really enjoyed didn't really have a giant spider per se. It's based on another Richard Matheson classic, The Incredible Shrinking Man from 1957. And Grant Williams is the incredible shrinking man who gets radiated by some dust out in the ocean, taking a little pleasure cruise with his wife while she's below deck, and gradually becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. And at some point, he gets separated from her and becomes so small, he's living in the basement and no one knows he's there. He has a great scene with a normal-sized spider, but it's giant to him because he's so small. And there's a good fight with the spider in that film. Richard Matheson writes a lot of great stuff. His name keeps coming up here on Erie House Radio. And I really like his writing and how his stories get adapted to film. As I got older into my teens, the 60s and 70s really aren't known for really great horror and sci-fi films. There are some, but just, I don't know, to me, I'm still a fan of the classics, the 30s and the 40s. I have fond memories of the 50s, even though there were a lot of B-films. But in the 70s, William Shatner started a movie called Kingdom of the Spiders. And again, not giant spiders, but there's a veritable herd of them little buggers going all over the place. And there's some great moments where you get to see the panic on Shatner's face as he gets too close to them creepy little co-stars. And there's some unmanly little yelps by Shatner that make it all worthwhile. Earlier I mentioned Arachnophobia. A good film in which a spider is transported from South America in a coffin with a gentleman who was studying these giant spiders, gets bitten by one, and he kind of smuggles on board through the coffin and comes to America, mates with domestic spiders, and the fun begins. Pretty good effects in that, a very good storytelling. But again, I enjoyed the comic elements of the film a little bit more than the horror in that one. And the manner in which they dispatch the spiders was pretty good. Gonna take a short musical break, and I'll be right back to talk a little bit more about spiders and horror. listening to The Original Onion. Your music on Erie House Radio and some of my other productions as well. These guys are just so cool, The Original Onions. I love their music. It's like it was made for horror hosts and radio show hosts. It's good instrumental music. It's jazzy. It's got a little pop. Yeah, I like this stuff. We're talking about spiders in horror and sci-fi films here on Erie House Radio. And we talked about some of the early beginnings in film. We talked about spiders themselves. One of the greatest spiders in film history I've never seen, and most people have never seen. And I'm talking about the great film 1933's King Kong. There's a scene in which the sailors are and the filmmakers are running away from Kong, and they come to a great crevasse, and there's a fallen log, and there's that scene where Kong's shaking him off the log. Well, there's supposed to be a giant spider at the bottom of the pit, and there's some very famous lost footage of the spider, you know, killing and taking the folks who survived the Great Fall and taking them away and eating them. If that film will ever be discovered, that'll almost be as great as finding the great lost film with Lon Chaney Sr., whose name escapes me. London After Midnight, that's it. I think those two pieces of film are most horror fans' greatest desire to see. If those are ever discovered, that'd be just fantastic. And that giant spider at the bottom of the pit for King Kong is something I really, really want to see. Another early film that has a giant tarantula in it is Mesa of Lost Women. He appears at the end in the cave. That's another great early film with giant spider in it. Earlier we talked about Tarantula and The Incredible Shrinking Man and The Spider / Earth versus the Spider. Another film that Willis O'Brien worked on besides King Kong that features a giant spider in it, and in fact a lot of giant bugs, including the title The Black Scorpion. Now, that's a film that's not seen very, very often, and I really personally hadn't seen it until about 7 or 8 years ago. I was between jobs, so I had the opportunity to spend a little time acquiring films that I'd always wanted to see, as my renewed interest in horror since becoming a horror host became greater and greater. That was a film on my must-see list. I love Willis O'Brien for doing King Kong and his work in Beast of Hollow Mountain, but I really, really had to see The Black Scorpion. A lot of giant bugs in that one, including the title monster. Beast from Haunted Cave also had a giant spider in the cave, very much like Mesa of Lost Women. There is a giant spider in Valley of the Dragons, Lost World. And not in film, per se, but another iconic spider for me comes from an action-adventure cartoon. Do you know what it is? Johnny Quest. In fact, recently someone on Facebook just posted a picture of it was called the Robot Monster, but a lot of us called it the Giant Spider Robot or other things. But that was one of my favorite episodes of Johnny Quest. It was the villain Dr. Zinn's robot that was spying on Dr. Quest and his family and friends. There's just so many films that feature them. Even Gilligan's Island had a giant spider, again, coming out of a cave. It was scared off by a homing pigeon, believe it or not. But that's Gilligan's Island for you. The television show Land of the Giants also had for that world, a normal-sized spider, but again, the characters viewed him as a giant spider. What is your favorite, I wonder? I'm going to have to say my favorite is probably Earth versus the Spider, since I mentioned earlier that's one of the first ones I've seen. But what is yours? Got a favorite? Call in. 646-378-0264. And let me know what's your favorite. Or you can write it in the text if you're in the chat. I want to welcome both Evil Annie Reppert and Roger Cowan to the chat. Thank you for joining us live here on Erie House Radio. Another recent film was Ice Spiders. Not a fan, didn't watch that very much, but another comical film that I did enjoy rather immensely, not from a horror aspect, but again from a comedy aspect, was Eight-Legged Freaks. It was just good fun. That was that film, the scene underneath the shopping center and the giant spiders running around was really, really good. I also liked another comedy-slash-action film, definitely not considered horror, but it used a giant robot spider, was Wild Wild West. I thought that was a great use of almost like a steampunk technology to use the giant spider in Wild Wild West with, Will Smith and Kevin Kline. That was a very, very good movie. Also notable in that film was Salma Hayek. She's so hot. Oh, yes, she is. There's another movie called Spiders from 2000. This one I have not seen. It involves a DNA experiment on a rare breed of spider taking place on a NASA space shuttle. A freak meteor shower engulfs the shuttle and causes everything to go wrong. And kind of fun. I'll have to see that at some point, but I have not to date. Most of you that know me well know I'm more enamored of the older classic films, and I'm sometimes reticent to see some of the newer films, but I probably shouldn't be selling myself short. There are some good movies out there. One in particular that's somewhat highly rated is Arachnid, another film I haven't seen. I've heard good things about it, and that's something I think I really ought to see soon. It's the beauty of the creatures. There's something magical about spiders to me. I mentioned earlier garden spiders. And don't get me wrong, it's not like I love them or want to hug them. I don't think they're cuddly. I think if there were a live tarantula right in front of me right now crawling up my arm, I'd be a little bit creeped out. They're spiders are fast and they're sneaky. but they are beautiful. It's something I guess I would want to admire from a distance. They fascinate me. I won't run from them, but I don't necessarily want them, climbing all over me. Earlier I mentioned King Kong, the 1933 version, but I believe a giant spider appeared in King of the Lost World. It's Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's action-adventure classic. I have not seen that one from 2005. There's a Kong-like monster in it, and there better be dinosaurs. There just better be. A Stephen King story called The Mist from 2007 features a lot of giant bugs, but again, spiders play pretty predominantly in it. I read the novel. I believe it has a different title. It might be a short story rather than a novel, but a band of local people are holed up in a supermarket, and a mist brings in these monster-sized creatures, and the people have to survive in there. It was a pretty good film. That one is one I haven't seen in quite some time. One of the remakes of Journey to the Center of the Earth is alleged here, according to IMDb, to have giant spiders in it. Even the Transformers had an episode called Along Came a Spider. Some of the Harry Potter films have spiders in the plots. Here's something interesting I'm reading right now. From 2009, a television movie called High Plains Invaders. And there's all kinds of giant bugs, including spider types. Do you think the movie War of the Worlds, do you think it's any secret that although the spaceships, the vehicles, only have three legs, but aren't they kind of spider-like to you? They have a big body and the long, long legs on them. Do you think that was deliberate? Do you think that was reaching at people's natural fear of spiders? What do you think? I don't know. 2012, a very, very, very good film. Has all kinds of monsters in it, and of course spiders made their way into that one too. Cabin in the Woods. Nice film. You got to see it. There's a tip of the hat to a lot of classic films in it. If you haven't seen Cabin in the Woods, I highly recommend you get out there and either rent a copy or see if it's still on Netflix or Amazon Prime, because that is, unlike most new films, that one caught my attention and right away, came at the recommendation of a friend as well. And it was one I had to see, and I'm very, very glad I did. That was a fun movie with lots and lots of monsters in it. And as recently as just a few years ago, Big Ass Spider. The picture from it looks real good. The one they've used for advertising. I don't know if it's a good film or not. That's probably something I should take a look at. And the same year, 2013, Spiders 3D. It's about a Soviet space station crashing into a New York City subway tunnel. And a bunch of venomous spiders are discovered. They mutate to become big and giant, of course, and wreak havoc in the city. Well, that's been done before. Why not do it again? No, I think some films do have good use of the spiders in it. There's Dead Time Stories from the TV series. There's another episode called Along Came a Spider. The very term Along Came a Spider, as I'm stumbling over my own tongue here, sorry, rented lips, comes from the nursery rhyme, Little Miss Muffet Sat on a Tuffet. Eating her curds away, along came a spider. And a lot of people have used that phrase in their films. I remember at least one comic book of Spider-Man having that as a title as well. It lends itself to being used in other forms of entertainment. There's another television show called Lab Rats. They had an episode called Spider Island. It came from the desert, more giant bugs. And does anyone remember, if you're old enough, do you remember this? There was a cartoon, and it came out around a little bit after I was adopted, so mid-60s. I think it ran from 65 to 67. There was a very cute cartoon called Milton the Monster. And, oh, gosh, I enjoyed that. There was even I think Gold Key or one of the smaller brand comic books had a Milton the Monster comic book. I think I used to own it. They had an episode called The Spider Spider, S-P-I-T-E-R. So it was one who spites spiders, I suppose. In any event, I think spiders are a lot of fun. They're cool to experiment with. And I don't mean like with a magnifying glass. I mean feeding them other bugs that are much creepier. They're survivors. They've been on the planet for a long, long time. And let's hope they're used in film for a long, long, long time. So it was a lot of fun talking about them here on Eerie House Radio. I do want to mention Eerie House Television should be coming out by the end of August. Please watch my Facebook page, or the Eerie House Facebook page, or the Dale K. Spook Show Facebook page for announcements. I am putting together a fun little channel. It'll be a little different. We're going to have horror hosts, but we're going to have unhosted movies too, as well as science fiction and horror television shows, trailers, and so much more. It'll be a lot of fun. That's the important thing, folks. Have fun. So with just a few seconds left, I want to thank the people who listened live, Roger Cowan, Evil Annie Reppert, and those of you I can't see. Thanks for listening to Blog Talk Radio. See you next week at 6:30 Eastern. Bye-bye.